So, coming up next to the stage, a friend of mine, this gentleman was recommended to tell a story by Andrew Bentley, who you all heard earlier, obviously knows the shit. So, this is Drew Creel.
Yeah!
Hello, everybody.
Hey, so I didn't know I was going to be telling this story tonight, so pardon me if it's not very well prepared. When I was a wee teenager, and in high school I had four good friends, and only four good friends, Ray, Clayne, Alex, and Kyle, and we all knew of this great story about a burned down high school in our downtown, the downtown of Jacksonville, Florida. And it was a full moon night, so we didn't have to worry too much about looking around, and we made our way downtown. We didn't have to worry too much about our, you know, lighting situation, and we made our way downtown to sneak into the school. Now, the school is closed off. It had apparently burned down back in the 50s, and apparently, I mean, this is all folklore, but apparently, I mean, I guess I could have researched something and, like, bothered to look up whether this is all true, but apparently some children were trapped in the school when it burned down. Lots of spooky ghost stories continued from there. Apparently some people tried to use the site for satanic rituals, used the gymnasium for such acts and whatnot. That then, you know, it got closed down even further. The cops, you know, tried to board it up even more. And it had, you know, well, we went there. top the fence, and found out it wasn't too hard to actually break in there. Found an open door that wasn't locked up, you know, just after, like, looking around a bit. It's a pretty huge building. It was a two-story, like, school complex. It had balconies. There was apparently a catacomb underneath the school. I figured that was more further embellishment of, you know, the spooky ghost tales and such. So while we were in there sneaking around, you know, this is just fun. Like, when you're a kid, you want to go to, you know, the graveyard at night, or you want to go break into cool stuff just to feel the fear and have the adventure. So we're having an adventure sneaking around this creepy-ass school. And it had, like, I mean, it must have been pretty ritzy because, I mean, it was huge, and there were, like, balconies and stuff that you could walk out on. And so we walked out onto one of the balconies, and it was pretty – I mean, it was an interesting sight seeing such a, like, dilapidated school with all, like, the growth and everything around and the moonlight. It was pretty cool looking. And then we noticed across the way another group of people on a different balcony also in the building. And this is definitely a place where no one else should be right now. So we get a little nervous and decide to kind of move our way back in and just somehow, like, skirt our way around them without, like, actually confronting them because we didn't know if they were on our side yet. And this became, like, a classic Scooby-Doo, like, running around the Haunted Mansion, you know, like, going into different doors and stuff like that. Unfortunately, the gymnasium was totally boarded up and locked off, so we couldn't work our way into where the, you know, cat sacrifices happened and such. But eventually the two groups sort of, you know, after running around each other, eventually we, you know, keep ourselves from colliding eventually. I think they were really trying to find us. And when we did approach, you know, it was cautious because, again, we didn't really know if either one of us was security or police or something like that. So, you know, as we approached and realized, okay, you know, we're all here for mischievous activities. Like, it's, no one's going to rat each other out. You know, us just being teenage kids, and them being a little more of an odd bunch. It was an older man who was not, like, the most kempt individual I've ever seen. Definitely a little more suspicious character. And a gaggle of children. And yeah, and it got pretty creepy pretty fast. Hold on here. I need to look through a little note taking. So the older guy didn't seem to be their father in any way, and the kids were all armed with knives. Now, being you know, appropriate boy teenagers, we all had our own knives, and you know, I don't blame them for having knives because you want to have knives when you're in a scary place. But these are, these are children. We are, it's one thing for 15-year-old, boy from Boy Scout, having this, multi-blade or whatever. Them having being tiny children with definitely in the danger zone of parental control. It was definitely an odd situation. And not too long after that, did they start talking about trying to sell us drugs and stuff like that. And we were definitely not of the age of drug use, and they were certainly not of the age of drug use. And after that, we were like, okay, our priorities are to separate from them as quickly as possible. So we quickly sort of came up with an excuse to, go our separate ways. We haven't been out this way. We've been there. Okay, we'll split up or something like that. Not to allude to our own real agenda of just getting the fuck away from them and, trying to do something. But so we come up with an excuse, and being just idiot teenagers somehow think that, we haven't seen the rest of the school. Maybe we should continue adventuring. So we, continue on. Random encounter, number one. We continue on and go to the bottom floor of the school and to one of the, very ends of a hall and find a giant hole in the floor. The catacombs were real. We jump down into the hole and find, now we can only have our flashlights with us, and the creepy factor is upped a millionfold, especially after knowing that there's that other party around. We've moved into the catacombs, and it's basically just the structural support of the building. They weren't really catacombs where dead bodies were kept. They were just, it looked great in terms of, scare factor. And they even had little rooms sectioned off, and where we found some, where people had obviously come before and, done, spray paintings of pentagrams and stuff like that. But nothing really too exciting in there aside from just that. I mean, the journey obviously is where you really get your fun. Just being in there, not knowing what's going to be around the corner, shining your flashlight around. It was really Resident Evil. For serious. So, eventually we sate our need for exploration and adventure and decide to work our way back through the undermaze, and only to find that the hole that we came through has now been boarded up. And apparently the other group came around and, moved this giant plywood over the hole and put a couple cinder blocks on top of it, and it was frightening for sure, but it wasn't, we were able to just push it out of the way. It wasn't nailed down or anything like that. We weren't total weaklings, though we were the nerds. Yeah, so after that, it was clear, our stupidity can only go so far, and we decided it was definitely time to just get the hell out of there. So after that, we sort of thought back, and we were damn, that was scary as hell, but furthermore, we were concerned for those kids, holy crap, we need to do something about that. And then we realized, well, shit, we are also just on trespassing property. If we call anybody to tell them that, they're just going to be like, well, why were you there? Being sort of teenage kids, we didn't have the greatest minds in the world for how to approach that kind of situation. So I'm sure now I could have, would have taken it a little more seriously. But back then I was just like, oh, thank God I got out of it alive and didn't get shivved by a bunch of orphans. And so at the end of it, we were driving back home and just thinking about the, trying to summarize that crazy night and realized, like, well, now, wait a second. There was a bunch of ghost stories about children getting caught up in that school fire.
Man, I bet if you Google that, there's like other people's records. I'd love to see what other people have experienced. That's fucked up, man. Anyway, thank you, Drew, for jumping in at the last minute with that